And with that, it is my honor to introduce our speaker, Alexander Parachniewicz, who will talk to us about some high-altitude balloons. He's an embedded software developer by day, letting balloons fly by night, trying to not trigger any flock alarms or anything.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell you how to do that and what results to get.
Thank you.
Give him a big hand.
Okay, guys, thank you. In this little presentation, I would like to show you introduction in high altitude balloons sensing. If you want to try something new by yourself or maybe with your kids, it's a nice chance with a little money to try something new and unusual. Okay, let's start. Weather balloons has not very long history, but it started at the end of 19th century by a French meteorologist. He sent the first weather balloon with some meteorologic equipment, and nowadays around the world, about 1,000 spots every day send these balloons two times. So you can imagine how many balloons sent. You can see this launch on special websites. There are two major websites. It's radiosonde.info and soundhub.org. The first one shows us only official launches from some meteorological sports. And the second one, it's kind of a little bit more advanced, which shows us also amateur balloons, which such enthusiasts as me and my friends, and I hope soon you, sending. Okay. Actually, what is a weather balloon? Actually, it is a balloon, you don't believe, at the very top. Then, usually, depending on the payload, it has a parachute to decrease its speed when it will be falling down, and the payload. Okay, let's look at each part more precisely. This is how it looks when it's flying. At the very top, you can see this white balloon. In the middle, something strange, it's a folded parachute, and at the bottom you can see payload box. Okay, balloon, it's like a party balloon, but it's much bigger. Usually it's from that size if it's a small mission, and it can be maybe like this tent if you're a Chinese guy who wants to send some balloons to USA. Okay. When this balloon goes up, when you go up, pressure decreases and this balloon starts increasing. So from the balloon of this size, at the altitude about 25 kilometers, it can be about 15 meters in diameter. So it becomes very huge there. And of course, it cannot expand infinitely. At some moment, at that altitude, it bursts and it starts falling back. And at this moment, the parachute starts working. It's opening and it decreases speed to save your payload, not to be broken on ground, and also to save some people who would like to catch your payload, you know. About the payload itself, I have an original official payload here. I would like to give guys one to another to take a look how the modern meteorological tracker looks like. Please pass to others. The trackers like this, they are sending like hundreds of these trackers sent every day. It's like official one, and also you can have a hobby tracker, And you can put in this box everything you want. Please don't put animals because it's very cold there and nothing to breathe. So you can put cameras, some sensors. Some people put some radiation sensors. I don't know, maybe some UFO sensors and so on. Yeah. What about the flying cycle of the balloon? First of all, the balloon is sent up. You're launching it and it's starting ascending. Then when it goes up, you should probably start chasing it. You sit in a car, in a bike or by foot, and you go into the direction where it's flying. At some altitude, this balloon becomes big, it bursts and it's starting falling down. And you're chasing to the point where it fall down. So the whole mission takes, I think, from 3 to 6 hours, depending on the speed it goes up and goes down. So it also can fly. Actually, it can fall back to you, but it's very rarely. But in fact, it can reach destination up to 500 kilometers, but usually it's about 100 to 200 kilometers. So if you want to create such a weather balloon, what you need and what's the cost? So it depends what you want to send. For example, if it's just a little sensor, if it's just some small camera, some toy, some teddy bear or some cat in or logo in front, it would be up to 500 grams. And 350 grams weather balloon is more than enough. So you don't need to buy expensive balloon. If you may need to buy expensive balloon if you want to send it very high, up to 30 kilometers. But for usual launch, you don't need to spend much money, because also for bigger balloon, probably you will need more helium, and it also costly. Also, you need parachute. You can make it by yourself, or also you can buy it on the internet. You need helium. I highly recommend you not to buy helium somewhere on the internet, on some websites, in such party bottles. You need to find a real adult bottle like this. Yeah. So try to find some party companies which actually perform these parties, and try just to rent such a bottle with helium. You need about 1.5 cubic meter of helium to send it. And of course, you need a payload. Payload, it can be anything, almost anything you want. Of course, it should be, it should include GPS tracker if you want to take it back. It may include camera, it can include live radio transmitters. For example, we used a drone radio transmitter from drone. It was transmitting a high quality digital video for distance about 20-25 kilometers from the space. It was interesting experience, but you should be prepared for this. You should have some directional antennas, some high power transmissions, and so on. Of course, a lot of weight takes take batteries, because lithium batteries are quite heavy. One battery is about 50, 45, maybe 50 grams. I mean 18, yeah. So in total, you should count for about 400 euro. So what if you actually don't want to spend much money on this, or maybe you don't want to spend money at all? You can try to find a sponsor. I'm working in a software consulting company. I tell them, hello guys, I'm going to send a balloon with your logo. And they say, okay, we will pay you. Cool, thanks. So I recommend this company. It's a good company if you look for software development in Poland, maybe, and over the world. So, yeah. Okay, what should you also know when you send such balloon? First of all, as I said, you should know the mass of your payload, how much it weighs to send it up. Then you can take your camera, you can take your styrofoam box, accumulators, parachute all together, put it on a weight to know it would be maybe 300 grams or something, and open this calculator, enter this mass, I used 500 grams here, I use this 350 grams balloon, and also I entered the altitude. It's 27 kilometers. This is the altitude I want to reach. And at the bottom, you can see the calculation results. You can see that it will go in up with such parameters for at speed 5 meters a second. Also, you can see that it will fly up about 1 hour and 30 minutes, 90 minutes. Also, you can, very important thing, not forget, it's volume of helium you need. I think from all these numbers, it's one of the most important. So from this, you can see that you need 1.39 cubic meters of helium to buy somewhere and to finish this mission. Okay, now we know when this balloon goes up, how fast, how much helium, what balloon itself should be. But how to know where it fly, actually? Okay, there is another calculator for this purpose. Here you can see if we send the balloon in 12 minutes from now, okay, with such parameters, you can see this is ascent speed 5 meters a second. It will burst at altitude 27 kilometers. And here you can see it's quite precise prediction. It uses some meteo data to predict where your weather balloon will land. So you can, when you send balloon, you can already start chasing by car to that direction. And, you know, some other guys also can track your balloon, and if they first, so you cannot to find your balloon. Fortunately, it didn't happen with us. So here's how looks just several minutes before launching. What you should pay attention on. First of all, you should take a blanket with you, not to put this balloon itself on the ground, because the balloon may be broken by something. Second, you should wear gloves because, you know, my arms, they sweat. Also, they have some oil, and there is a legend that when you touch this balloon, this oil can destroy this big shell, latex shell, okay? So you tie everything together. You can see on this image the balloon itself. It's about maybe 1 meter or a little more. You can see parachute. You can see payload. And you send the balloon. Okay, it's flying. And what then? What to do? You need to track this balloon somehow. There are several methods for this. There is a simple method. I saw a lot of people use this method. They just put GPS, GSM tracker inside. But sure, we don't look for easy ways. So we invent some LoRa trackers. We use HackerF. We use our own protocols to track these balloons. So actually, here's HackerF and car antenna we use to track balloons. What then? You go to the place and you found out that this balloon is at height 35 meters. We took one guy, he's professional climbing guy. He went with us. He looked at the tree and he says, "I will not go there." Yeah, So please don't climb. Take with you some things like you can throw some weight with some line using some different techniques, because weather balloon, it has a lot of strings, a lot of wires, and you can actually hook it by another wire and bring it back. Okay, what if you like interested in this, but you are not sure if you will be actually doing yourself your balloon? You can try chasing official balloons, which sent over a lot around of us every day. For this, you can use these two websites. You can see when and where it's flying and some prediction where it will land. Also, you can use such tracker like this. It connects into a mobile phone. And on your mobile phone, using this receiver, it's My Sonde Go receiver, you will see live tracking of a balloon. Also, of course, you can use SDRs, but it's not so convenient. The problem with websites that they don't see where the balloon actually landed, because they can track it at some height about 1 kilometers. Because when balloon goes down, it's too low, the signal is too small to get tracked by that websites and their receivers. Okay, a little architecture of one of our project. It's based on ESP32. It has some sensor connected. It has also two radio transmitters, RTTY and LoRa. RTTY was transmitting to HubHub website. Now this website doesn't exist, and the Sound Hub existing instead of this, and a lot of stations were able to track it. And also we had a private channel using LoRa, and also we had a ground station. How it looked inside? You can see a thermal box, because you definitely use it because it's very cold and your battery can become frozen. You can see a camera at right down angle. Also you can see GSM tracker, accumulator, and transmitters. At the right side, you can see our custom LoRa receiver. Here's a bigger view of our DIY transmitter. So it's just Arduino-style transmitter that you can solder and have fun yourself or with your kids. This is another box. We used a smaller battery, and we used also a drone recording system, video recording system, to reduce mass, and some parameters which we received. We see how it's cold there, and we see how it's also was cold inside. It, even in this styrofoam box, it was about 0 degrees. And also we can see the pressure, that there is very, very little pressure on this. Now I would like to show you a little video. This video shows actually live view from a camera of one of other our launch. It also shows at the left down corner some telemetry depending on the height. Hey guys, I want also to watch this video. May I see it? It's probably interesting. Yeah, so it's a beautiful view on our Polish region from 2 kilometers. It is 4 kilometers now, and you can see Białystok City in Poland. You can see how it's become cold. It's about 20 degrees drop from what we had on the ground. Yeah, probably this height is how bomber pilots see the cities. Okay, it's become much colder at 7 kilometers, and you can see that about 40% of air left at such height. At 10 kilometers it becomes much colder, -33 degrees, and at 10 kilometers you already can see how that our Earth is not flat. You can see it. No, I am just kidding, guys. No, guys. It's actually it's flat because it's lens aberration. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. It's what's interesting. You can see the dark sky. You cannot see such dark sky at the ground. Sorry. Can I use?
Sorry. Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's a dark, like black sky even. And it's interesting that the temperature starts in rising because there is no air around and the sun is shining very powerful, so it's starting heating our sensors. And you can see there is no wind at such altitude that these waves of the cameras, they are very small. And actually, this is the final. We reached about 24 kilometers. And this is the moment of balloon burst when it become very big. Yeah, it's in slow motion. Wow. Yeah, and now the balloon starting falling down. Yeah, it's rotating a little bit.
There's some skewing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can see parachute and sun. So it was falling for about, I think, 2 hours or 1 hour and a half. So at that time we went to rescue mission and we found this payload, fortunately, not on a tree. It's like lucky launch.
Five minutes for questions.
Yeah, thank you guys for watching.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Alexander. Great talk. Great video.
Thank you. One moment before questions. Before launching something up, please check your country rules, because, for example, in Poland, you need to get some permission for bigger balloons, for smaller also, but don't tell it to anyone. So please check it. In Poland, it's just formality. You should send some email. Please, may I send it this time, this size of balloon? And they send you, yeah, okay, you can send it, but it's just formalities for free, but make sure that your balloon not hits some plane or something, like, you know. Yeah. And please, your questions if you have.
Okay, so we're a little bit over time, but we've got a break after this, so we'll leave like 3-4 minutes for questions. If there are questions afterwards, Alexander will stick around so you can just approach him. All right, I think you were the first.
Do airplanes chase them?
Good questions. I hope they are not chasing airplanes. Yeah.
What was that collision?
No, I think it's very little chance that there was a collision, because it's a big volume of air and it's no chance to have a collision about this. Please.
Can you tell something more about communication during the flight? Because I don't think the LoRa device can continuously stay in contact with the balloon.
It can actually, because you have line of sight. Like your receiver can always see your transmitter, so it's perfect environment for signal transmission. Even at low power, you can get hundreds of kilometers with such transmission. Yeah.
Yeah. You said something about aviation. Can you tell me what your typical interaction with the stakeholders, the owner of the ground? I can imagine that some farmers may not like you trespassing on their ground to recover your parachute, or you do run to any issues there?
It may be issue probably when it landed to some military zone, for example, some factory zone. But normally, fortunately, it landed on some private sectors. And I have advice for you. Please, you may put a sign with your phone number on the payload, and when someone finds it, I hope not by hitting someone, so they can call you and come, please. Usually there is no problem with this, because you can write it's like a scientific project or educational project, so no one wants like to hold it or something like this.
Yeah. Particularly since helium is a non-renewable resource, is there any concern about using lots of it for this, and is there high hydrogen option for balloons?
Yeah, we considered like hydrogen options, but it's not easy to buy hydrogen in our region, because it's like some dangerous thing. So also we didn't want like actually to have some incident on launch site with hydrogen, you know, because it can, it would be fine actually on YouTube when you see when our balloon is like explodes, but but not actually, we didn't.
Okay. You got time for one last question? You look like you had one. Okay.
Have you also had it where it goes across the border, because you're quite close to the border of White Russia?
I think we lost one weather balloon in Belarus. It flew over the border. We got its signal, but we are not sure that it actually went to Belarus, because when we were sending this balloon, like, it wasn't my project, but I took part in this, and when we were sending it, we forgot to turn on GPS transmitter. So this is another advice. Yeah. When you send balloon, don't forget to turn on your GPS transmitter. So we got only some video signal from balloon, and we used directional antennas trying to find it. and we spent like several hours near the Belarusian border, but we actually didn't understand the direction of this signal because it was everywhere, like signal. So I don't know, maybe it, but yeah, it can be. Also, it can be lost in the water, probably. If you send it here, it can go to the sea, and you should check that prediction map before sending it. Yeah.
Okay, so please, let's give Alexander another big round of applause.
Thank you.